This Shabbat we will be learning Parashat Ki Tisa, and the major drama in this week's parasha is of course the story of the Egel HaZahav and Moshe Rabbeinu coming down from Har Sinai and breaking the Luchot, which were smashed into bits at the foot of Har Sinai. And this made me think of the Halachak discussion about a person who drops a Sefer Torah and the minhag that there is to fast when a Sefer Torah is dropped. So in my search for sources, I actually came across an article that was published in Jewish Action in autumn 2018, written by Rabbi Dr. Ari Zivotofsky, and I'm actually essentially summarizing what he writes in that article, so nothing really or very little new other than what he writes in the article. The first observation to make is that this is a relatively new minhag, certainly in halachic terms. There's no mention of such a practice in the Gemara or in any of the Rishonim. First surfaces about 500 years ago, and it's mentioned by the Magen Avraham in the Mishnah Brura in Hilchot Tefillin in the name of Shelot Tshuvot Mishpatei Shmuel, and who says that the minhag is that a person should fast if they drop either their tefillin or a Sefer Torah. Makes a distinction between tefillin and Sefer Torah, that the tefillin, if they're in their bag, then you don't need to fast, whereas the Sefer Torah, even if it's in its mantle or box, you would need to fast. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kaf Chet makes the observation that it's not only the person who drops the Sefer Torah should fast, but it's also the congregation who are present in Shul should fast as well. Rav Moshe Sternbach has a tshuva in Chelek Hay, Siman Kuf Samach Tet, where he says, talks about the case where a Sefer Torah was dropped on Rosh Hashanah, and he says that the person who dropped it should actually fast Bahab, should fast 3 days, a Monday, a Thursday, and the following Monday, and everybody else should fast just one day. The Shoal Umeshiv, that's Rav Yosef Shoal Natazenzen, who was the son-in-law of the Netziv. He discusses it, not in his Shelot and Shuvot, but he quotes from the Chidah, a minhag to fast for 40 days, presumably not at night, but 40 consecutive days to fast. Why fast for 40 days? Just as the Torah was given in 40 days, so if it's been desecrated by being dropped, so one should also fast for 40 days. And this is a minhag which is also mentioned by Rav Moshe Sternbach. Rav Moshe Sternbach also points out that you don't simply fast when a Sefer Torah drops, but it should be regarded as a sign of divine displeasure and essentially a call to teshuvah. And one should internalize what's happened and realize that perhaps this is a sign that the congregation isn't treating the Sefer Torah properly or isn't treating Talmidei Chachamim properly, and try and improve on those aspects. And in actual fact, he quotes the Divrei Yoel, who says that the Ikka Bichlal is not to fast, but is to try and increase in Talmud Torah and Kvod HaTorah. And Rebbe Ephraim Greenblatt in Rivavot Ephraim, and also this is brought in the name of the Stipler, said nowadays, certainly when tefillin drop, the minhag isn't to fast, but is to give extra tzedakah, or even to have a Tanit Dibur, a day when one doesn't speak except in matters of Torah and Tefillah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is cited as saying that if the Sefer Torah fell by itself, so if it's been put in the Aron HaKodesh not properly and then it slipped, or when you took out one Sefer Torah, the one next to it slipped and fell, in that case, seeing as nobody actually dropped it, then there's no need to fast. But certainly what this all reflects is the kavod that we should have for a Sefer Torah and the sense of awe that we should have for it when something bad happens to it. Ad Kan and Shabbat Shalom.